Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Agudumizibwe Katonda Kitaffe.
Let him be glorified, God the Father.
Kufa wakuruwe guri yonna.
From above all the heavens.
Na wayogirwa kombefeze sura yokuna.
Spoken in Ephesians 4.
Onyoro mukaga.
Verse 6.
Nti Katondomu.
That one God.
Kitaye wabonna.
Father of all.
Ali wakuru wabyonna.
Who is above all.
Ayita mbyonna.
He passed through all.
Era akora mbyonna.
And he works in all.
Omudize kitibwa netendo.
Give him glory and honor.
Oyo akora muguri yonna.
He works in the heavens.
Ne munsi zonna.
In all the earth.
Kubana baba tubonna.
All children of men.
Kubutonde bonna.
All creation.
Ye uyo Kitaffe.
Is one the Father.
Bible kweyogera ko muyobu.
Bible speaking Job.
Esura 28.
Chapter 28.
Ali musatu paka
24.
Kyasinzira wakuru weguri yonna.
He passed above all the heavens.
Naraba muguri yonna nensi.
The heaven and earth.
Oyo kutendereza.
The one we praise.
Oyo tuli kusaidiye.
Around his side.
Fefe na tuli kusaidiye Kitaffe.
We all dwell beside the Father.
Tuli kusaidiye abasitani.
We are not on the side of the devils.
Newankubadde ebikolwa byabwe.
Their actions.
Naye tuli kusaidiye Kitaffe.
On your side, Father.
Osinzira wakuru weguri yonna.
Yes, above all the heavens.
Naraba muguri nensi.
Is in heaven and earth.
Tukusoma ko muyobu.
We love you in Job.
Esura 28.
Chapter 28.
Come
in this place as Uganda calls all the nations lifting the banner to blowing the trumpets. All nations return to you to turn on your side from the side of the devils. They will never exist. They will perish alone who worship them. We are on your side, Father. We give you praise. We give you honor. Glory is yours. For the church, the entire world, your children,
abatukuvubo,
your holy ones, last days, call us in
the greatest
and the last calling on the
earth.
Call us work with you, the final work. You call us,
until
your maker last agenda on this earth, refreshing all things. That is campaign of do. Revival,
in
restoration of all things, in heavens and earth, as we bring our nations, the coming back of the Lord Jesus,
if
we are here, Lord,
for
all the nations. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Who is
in the third heaven,
in
heaven and earth,
as
it's written of you.
Matthew 28,
verse 18,
he has
given power. In heavens and earth.
Now come
make all nations disciples,
baptized
in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Hear
all I commanded.
Come
together with you
up
to the end. Thank you, Jesus.
You're
together with us. Those who yearn for you,
those
who yearn for you, all Jesus,
all
Church of Fulani, we yearn for you.
Uganda.
As church in Uganda,
we
yearn for you. As Uganda,
mawanga,
all for the nation, we yearn for you. As church in the
tower,
we yearn for you. As the tower,
we are
our Savior. In John chapter 3, verse 16, for God loved the world,
yet
you are himself for you.
Mawanga,
we all nations,
land
nations,
we
yearn for you.
We ask you to
open our eyes. Eyes of our minds.
We know you
best in the third heaven. As it is written, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 to 3.
Best
that rain heaven
round.
We are your branches in the vine. John
15.
Thank you, Jesus. By your Holy Spirit.
If
you seek us today,
don't
cast us from your presence. Genesis chapter
6.
Got tired of sins.
The
Spirit depart from
us.
But still left him to us.
Thank
you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for bearing us. We trouble you.
In the midst
of leading us.
As we read
Romans 8, verse 14.
by the Spirit of God.
They are
the sons of God.
You
bear us up to call. The Acts 2,
the first
3
hours
before.
And the tons of fire
to lay in our
house.
Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Of course, you can
suffer today.
And the
angels minister with
you.
Psalms 104:30.
The
Spirit that created
invent
to renew
the
world.
You're
new us in the world.
Yes.
You are to renew
Hebrews
us. Hebrews chapter 1.
Verse
13 and 14. Even angels. They are sent with you.
The
Spirit saints.
Go
minister the Holy One.
Go
inherit salvation.
We are here
again, Lord.
And we are here,
Lord, as full knowledge.
We are here
as church in Uganda.
We are here
as Uganda called.
We are
all the nations.
We are
here for church in the world. And we are here for all the nations. And we are here, Lord.
And we need
to understand
the
ministry of full knowledge of God.
National ministries.
National ministries. Together with God is worldwide call. Basic in Africa,
Uganda.
In Uganda, as
you
promised in the Bible,
Yafayo,
in the history,
and
in prophecies, give you praise and honor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I request you take your place in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. Let me ask you to prepare your book, the book which concerneth,
the book about
the book about
Knowledge of God International Ministries,
the ministry of full knowledge of God International Ministries, and God's worldwide call, which is based in Africa, within Uganda,
from
the year 2020 when it began.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's what we heading on to.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Every person has to have things concern them. And every nation, it has things concern it. But Ministry of Knowledge of God International Ministries, together with God's worldwide call, basing in Africa and Uganda, it too has things concern it, those to be introduced to you, those you are going to know.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And me with you, who asks, and the one who needs to be answered, they need to know these words.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me
have you prepared your book well, written on the heading saying, the book about, the book which explains, the book about, the book about, yes, the book about
Knowledge of God International Ministries,
the Ministry of Full Knowledge of God International Ministries, and God's worldwide call, basing in Africa, in Uganda, from the year 2022 when it began. Yes, to the coming back of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The one
going to ask,
and
you going to answer, concerning Ministry of Knowledge of God International Ministries, even God's worldwide call, basing in Africa and Uganda, you must be having this book, and you've understood content within it.
I
said, have you written the heading? The book about. The book about. kuweereza bwafu Knowledge of God International Ministries,
full Knowledge of God International Ministries,
awamu n'okuyitibwa kwa Katonda eri amawanga gonna,
and God is worldwide call,
okusina mu Africa mu Uganda,
basing in Africa in Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Osobola okunootinga,
you can note down
nti erigwe abuuzibwa
unto you who is asked,
and
to the one you're going to answer,
ngabuuza ku bikwatagana obuweereza bwa Knowledge of God International Ministries,
ask concerning full Knowledge of God International Ministries,
n'engeri gyebakwatamu okuyitibwa kw'ensi zonna,
and the way they handle the worldwide call,
okusinira mu Africa mu Uganda,
basing in Africa Uganda,
n'okubanga omanyi ekitabo kino,
you must
kirimu
be knowing the content within this book, and you have it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Your note is soka.
Now that is the first note.
Njeri oyo erigwe agenda okwanukura.
Unto you who is going to answer.
Noyo agenda okwanukurwa.
And the one going to be answered.
Yo yabuza.
He is the one who asks. What concerns full Knowledge of God International Ministries, and God is worldwide call, basing in Africa in Uganda, you must be having this book, and you know the content within it, and you have something to answer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Eri oli oyo yonna ayagala okwegatta noti yakubiri.
This is the second note.
Eri oyo yonna ayagala okwegatta ku buweereza buno.
To everyone who wants to join on this ministry,
ayagala okwegatta ku buweereza bwa Knowledge of God International Ministries,
and the one who join on full Knowledge of God International Ministries,
eri oyo ayagala okwegatta,
or to one who wants to join,
oba okuweereza wamu,
or to minister together,
eri oyo ayagala okwegatta,
or to one who wants to join,
oba okuweereza wamu,
or to minister together,
n'obuweereza bwa full Knowledge of God International Ministries,
with full Knowledge of God International Ministries,
mu kuyitibwa kwa Katonda eri ensi zonna,
in God's worldwide call,
kusina mu Africa mu Uganda,
basing in Africa in Uganda,
naawe olina okubanga omanyi,
you too must
be
having this book, and you have and know the content within it, and then you sign a covenant of working together with us, we and you. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said the second note,
don't
you want to join,
oba
oh
okuweereza wamu,
wants to minister together. Yes.
Uruwaganze njagala kuwega.
So who say I want to join on it?
Waruwagamba.
Is one who says,
"Zegende eno njagala kuweereza mu nabo."
Where I am, I want to minister together with them. Yes.
Oba muweereza wo ngabwagala kuweereza mu nafu.
Oh, your ministry wants to minister together with ours.
Chemvude ngamba.
That's why I have said,
"Uyinza okuba oyagala era kuteeka buyambi."
May it be one who put the help.
Njagala nkuwatireko
kuweereza. I want to support this ministry.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Chemvude ngamba nti eriyo oyagala okwegatta ku buweereza.
That's why I said, do one wants to join on that ministry.
Era ayagala okuweereza mu n'obuweereza.
And
wa full Knowledge of God International Ministry.
To minister together with full Knowledge of God International Ministries.
Mukuyitibwa kwa Katonda eri amawanga gonna,
in God's worldwide call,
kusina mu Africa mu Uganda,
basing in Africa in Uganda,
n'okubanga olina ekitabo kino,
you must be having this book,
era nga omanyi ebikirimu,
you know the content within it,
kubanga mwe muli enteekateeka za Katonda ez'omutindo,
because in there are where there are God's standard strategies, those we are to move by all our lives, and to pass through them to fulfill the worldwide call, basing in Africa in Uganda. And if someone asks you, you must be having something to answer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Kati gwagendo kwanukula.
Are you going to answer?
No yabuza ayanukulwe.
The one who asks to be answered.
Baino kubanga bamanye biri mu kitabu kino, kubanga bafuna ekitabu kino.
Must be know what is in this book or they get this book.
Era tokiriza gwe okusubwa.
And don't accept you to miss.
Tokiriza ngagwe kanisa mu Uganda okusubwa ebigambo bino.
Don't accept you as church in Uganda miss these words.
Era ngagwe Uganda yitwa kulwa mawanga.
As you Uganda called for the nations,
Erange kanisa mu sizonna,
and as church in the entire world,
Erane nsiyonna,
and as the entire world,
Erina kusuwa bigambo,
they should not miss these words.
Note njise ya kusatu.
That I call it the third note. Yes.
Gwenga chinomu.
You as an individual,
dala gwe ari mufuno ri of God International Ministries.
You is in full knowledge of God International Ministries.
Gwenge kanisa mu Uganda.
You as church in Uganda.
Gwenga Uganda yaitwa kulwa mawanga gonna.
You as Uganda call for all the nations.
Oba Uganda studo kuitwa kwa mawanga gonna.
Oh, Uganda carrying the worldwide call.
Nawe kanisa msio na.
Even you church in the entire world.
Era nawe sio na.
And you the entire world.
Tolina kusubwa kumanya kubikwatagana.
You should not miss to know what concern.
Where is the full knowledge of God International Ministries?
Ministry, the full knowledge of God International Ministries.
No kuitibwa kwa Katonda eri ensi zonna.
And God is worldwide calls.
Sina mu Africa mu Uganda.
Basing in Africa within Uganda.
Wagadi tusoke tukuwe ensonga lwaki weetaaga obimanye.
We wanted first give you a reason why you should first get used to them.
Ensonga lwaki weetaaga okumanya.
The reason why you should know.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Kabe mukama wafu Yesu Kristo.
Even if our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ntandi kwaye nebyafayo byebinyonyolwa.
His beginning and his origin is explained. Yes.
Ekiyitibwa genealogy.
The genealogy.
Kati kino ekitabo kino.
Now this book.
Kinyonyola genealogy.
It explains the genealogy.
Obuva.
The genealogy.
N'enkomekero.
And the end.
Obuva n'enkomekero.
Genealogy. And the end
of knowledge of God International Ministries.
Of the full knowledge of God International Ministries. In which we are going to be ministering. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So wait, I go kumanya bino byonna.
So you need to know all this. That this book.
It's
going to explain the genealogy and the end.
Of knowledge of God International Ministries.
Of full knowledge of God International Ministries. And God is worldwide call. Basic in Africa within Uganda. Yes.
And
where you shall be passing to answer that question being asked. All nations as they are asked.
Muri kuruani.
You are for who, on whose side?
Kuruwa Katonda wafe.
For the side of our God.
Oba kuruwa basitani.
On the side of the devils.
Kibuzu cha video butonde.
The question Ona. Came from all the creations.
Rejolio nerio mugune kusi.
The entire host of heavens and earth.
Ojeka abana baba.
Besides children of men.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Tujja kuba tuogera ku nsonga
eyo. We shall speak of that issue.
Na yo nakuruwa lero.
But on this day,
njagala utegere.
I want you to understand.
Nchobuweereza full knowledge of God International Ministries.
That full knowledge of God International Ministries.
Awamu n'okuyitibwa kwa Katonda eri amawanga gonna.
Together with God's worldwide call.
Kusina mu Africa mu Uganda.
Basing in Africa in Uganda. It has the genealogy and the hand. Yes. You must be ready, you. Who is going to answer? And the one who asks to be answered. To know what is in this book. And to have it. Tell the person out there who is missing. That they must know these things. For the ones to happen next. The call which is going to be moving to the coming back of Jesus. And people will reach a time. And they're yearning for knowledge. What concerneth full knowledge of God international ministries? Together with God's worldwide call, basing in Africa and Uganda. What I try to tell you, feel there to happen and be there on our website.
YouTube is a
film. One of our YouTube channels,
Facebook,
Twitter,
WhatsApp,
and all other medias. The book will be there with its videos.
And
you can explain and even direct to someone they understand. Yes. We must have the genealogy. Even our Lord Jesus had it.
Bible
begins in Matthew and it says this.
Matthew
chapter 1 verse 1.
Matayo isule isoka nolinyiro lisoka.
Matthew chapter 1 verse 1.
Ekitabe ekyokuzaliwa kwa Yesu Kristo, omwana wa Daudi, omwana wa Ibrahimo.
The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Yes. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David. Yes. The son of Abraham. Now this book we are on to now. The book of the genealogy. Yes.
The book about.
The book about full knowledge of God international ministries. And God's worldwide call. Basing in Africa, in Uganda.
Explains
genealogy of full knowledge of God international ministries.
Even
God's worldwide call. In Africa, Uganda.
But
it is to be asked of much. You know why? In the history.
Okay.
In the Bible. In the history. Even through prophecies released in the era of AD, they know of it well, that there is a great call
that
to come from Africa and Uganda, that there is a great calling of God from Africa in Uganda.
And
there is going to be the final work on this planet Earth, basing in Africa within Uganda. In this
work,
they know it's going to be revival and restoration of all things, the greatest and the last.
Paul
prepare all nations for the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now this book, it is being asked in the world, where is it? The book which can explain to us those, the way they have to be done, the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why I told you it's required of you.
Most
you is around here in the full knowledge of God national ministries.
We kanisa mu Uganda.
You church in Uganda.
Now Uganda yaitwa istudo kuitwa kwa mawanga gonna.
And you Uganda call carrying the worldwide call.
Now we kanisa munsiyo na.
You church in the entire world.
Namu amawanga gonna gaitibwa.
All you nations being called.
Ukubanga bino ekitabo kino muchimanyi ne bichirimu.
You know this book and the content within it.
Ebiro byatuse kyanjulwe.
The time has come that it be introduced.
Oruvanyuma meeting,
after the general meeting which took place on the 8th, the month of February, the year 2023, all creations of heavens and earth, when they gathered and they asked children of men, whose side are you?
And they ask all nations,
whose
side are you?
On
the side of our God or for the side of the devils? That was asked. After it was asked, the Holy Spirit was sent to tell me
that
introduce the book of God's worldwide call. For he's called them. They return back to him. They return on his side.
They
move from the side of the devils. For they will never live. Still they will perish. In hell and the lake of fire. Together with those who worship them. And those who serve them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
as you have heard, Matthew chapter 1 verse
1,
that even our Lord Jesus Christ, he showed his genealogy. Yes. At the end of the things he came to do, even the ministration
of Knowledge of God International Ministries,
which has spearheaded God's worldwide call,
basing
in Africa within Uganda, it too has to show the genealogy and the end of this ministry. A book which holds God's standard strategies. Yes. To be able to pass through, fulfill the worldwide call.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to tell someone
who
has not been here today, not on our channels, something which is quickly passing from them. And you, who is here right from the beginning of this, joining full knowledge, I will ask you of this book, means how long you are not yet joined, and you're going to sign it after you have understood the content within it, that I am ready to fulfill the content within it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yes. We must have the
genius.
What concerneth us, what speaks about us? Because you still have to be ready to answer the one who is to ask. But we have full knowledge of God International Ministries. It's one spearheading God's worldwide call,
basing
in Africa within Uganda.
What
are you speaking of? What is concerning you, the rightful thing? You know, when you speak in the first Peter chapter
3
in the verse 15, you say you must be ready to answer those who ask concerning your hope. The ministry has begun, it's moved to which part? What do we expect? Expect to prepare all nations
for
the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we see to the coming back of Jesus. The book is to answer all those.
Ministry,
we are not a ministry just try to survive and fake around. Not. You speak that to your brethren. That
we
are not a ministry just faked around. Let's read in the first Peter chapter
3
verse 15. First Peter chapter 3 verse
15. Era mweteeketeeke bulijjo okuddamu buli muntu ababuuzanga ensonga ey'okusuubira okuli mu mmwe naye n'obuwombeefu n'okutya.
But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts,
and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Yes.
Tutukuze mitima jafe mungu nyo.
We sanctify our hearts very well unto Christ Jesus.
Era tubere bete gifu.
And we be ready.
Okwa nukuraba tubuze subiri
yafe. Answer those who ask us the reason of our hope. With all meekness. Yes.
Era tuliba wombe fuburu unji.
And we meek and humble very well.
Naya nasoburo okwa nukurabini.
But one will be able to answer this.
Aino kumanga yabimanya.
It must have known them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know kubanga yafuna.
They must have gotten the book about
where is the knowledge of God international ministries.
Full knowledge of God international ministries.
And
God is worldwide
call. Africa, Uganda.
Basing in Africa in Uganda.
From
there 2020 when it began.
Yes.
We are in 2023 as I speak of this. But we already launched
the
stadium in Uganda, Kampala. We launched this ministry. And the worldwide call basing in Africa within Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Must be ready, you sanctified yourself already unto Jesus, and you are ready. Answer those, ask the reason of your faith. And you're meek, and you're humbled, for you will be knowing what to answer.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you know,
so you must be ready to answer. For a person who answers what they know of well, Bible
says
they kiss their lips and they say, indeed there's nothing they ask me. Concerning full knowledge of God international ministries and God's worldwide call
based
Africa and Uganda, that I cannot answer right from the beginning to the end.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. According to Proverbs chapter 24, the verse 26, he says like this. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 26. Every man shall kiss his lips who gives a right answer. Yes. When you answer the rightful answer, you'll kiss your lips and say, Lord, I am so blessed.
And see,
the world, the nations have to ask. But full knowledge of God international ministries, that to say it. That he said, when they have not proved it, that he said,
spearhead
God's worldwide call
basing
in Africa and Uganda, the call we've waited for in the Bible, waited for in the history, waited for in prophecy released in Uganda and outside Uganda all over the world. What kind of ministry, what strategy do they have? All they are in this book.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now it means you hear today, who hears must be able to know the answering to the one who is not present here today, or whoever will ask.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Unto everyone who ask.
Muruka.
In Luke chapter 1, verse 1 up to 4. Them to begin to note, and they said, but let n'emirimu gyonna bwe gyatandika okukolebwaegy'obulokozibwe tetubimanyiuwandiikire ekitabo
Luke essuula esooka n'olunyiri olusooka bwe baali abangi abaatandika okuwandiika amakulu g'ebigambo eby'okutukuzibwa mu ffe
Since many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. Yes, go slowly. But there are things written in order now. The order, how is it going to be? Yes. Let us repeat this verse. You may say that me I already wrote down. In that, what kind of book is it?
There are
many who have been writing, but right now order has come.
Luke chapter 1, verse
1.
Bwe bali abangi abatandika okuwandika amakulu g'ebigambo ebyatuukirizibwa mu ffe.
Since many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. Yes.
Many
held up together and they set forth in order. All things which were proclaimed and those believed by them. Now, we
ask for
knowledge of God International Ministries. For first, we have knowledge. The founders of this ministry. We have knowledge. We have knowledge about our faith. You know, they will ask you what you believe in. You believe in God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, or you believe in Trinity? Your foundation, what is it? Your strong pillar. You stood on what is that pillar?
Mission.
Your mission. What is your mission? Your vision. What is your vision? The vision of your ministry. And the strategy of that your ministration, what is the strategy? That we have two God's heavenly governments on the earth. Do a work and they are like this and that.
Yeah.
Oh, fine.
Okay,
fine. That we've understood it. How are you to communicate with the entire world?
The communication of our services.
The communication of our services.
The media team.
The media team.
Babuze.
They ask
resources is okuweleza kwa mwe.
Resources of your administration.
Zilizitia mwe na kujia ebyo
kose. I say, where are you going to get resources to use in this work?
No, you're not gonna be saying.
Oh, those you're to find.
Let me take a look.
And they are all that very well. There's nothing you ask us.
The
coming back of Jesus, everything is to be released in this book. All the strategy is smart. And it is fixed. But it is not limited.
In the revelation. It is fixed.
It is fixed.
But not limited in revelation.
But not limited in revelation. Yes. What is put there is that fixed?
Ye order, ye ye teka teka
the order, that's the order.
Na ye,
but
it will limit is
not limited the revelation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
katumaleyo muluka katudemu ko tumaleyo.
Let's repeat as we finish.
Luke sura soka nolunyido lusoka.
Luke chapter 1 verse 1.
Bwe bali abangi abatandika okuwandika makulu g'ebigambo ebyatuukirizibwa mu ffe.
Since many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. Verse 2.
Nga bwe babitubuulira abo abasooka okuva ku lubereberye okuba abajulirwa era abaweereza b'ekigambo.
Even as they delivered them unto us, who from the beginning were eyewitnesses, administers of the word. Yes.
These
strategies, those who deliver them,
those
who have been there, I witnesses, like me and you.
Amen.
Like me, Apostle Ronald Witness. Ho, witness. I've been a witness all the time.
Wow.
In the words of administration,
in
full knowledge of God in the national ministries, as we spearhead God's worldwide call, basing in Africa and Uganda,
this
can be promised in the Bible, in the history,
in
prophecies released from outside Uganda,
Uganda,
and from within Uganda.
If
all they have been ordered well,
in
their work to the coming back of Jesus. Yes. For he has said,
let us read, let again Luke chapter 1 verse
2.
Even as they delivered them unto us, who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and the minister of the word. Yes.
Let's read in Luganda the verse 3.
Luke chapter 1
verse
3.
Awo
bwe nalinanyiza ddala byonna okuva ku lubereberye era nange nalaba nga kirungi okukuwandiikira ggwe Tefiro omulungi ennyo nga bwe byali nti nga bwe byaliraana.
It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto you in order, most excellent Theophilus. Yes.
I've
written them unto you again. Yes.
And ordered
very well.
Erikwe
unto you.
Agenda okubuzibwa.
Who is going to be asked?
No, ye agenda okubuza.
And the one going to ask.
Ebikwatagana kuweereza bafuno jo bugo international ministries.
Concerns full knowledge of God international ministries.
Awamu nokwitwa kwa katonderia mawanga gonna.
And God's worldwide call.
Kusinira mu Africa mu Uganda.
Basing in Africa in Uganda.
Witwa katuna kwaza subiza mu Bible.
It's a call God has come promised in the Bible.
Byafayo kusingira deba ebyaba European explorers.
In the history most of the European explorers.
Nembu nabyo furumie okuva weru wa Uganda.
And from prophecy released from outside Uganda.
Mu Uganda.
And from within Uganda.
Yuna ugena sanga endegeka.
All you're going to find this order.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Damoga mu Uganda.
You speak to your brethren.
That
full knowledge of God international ministries,
it's
not just attached itself on the worldwide call.
Based
in Africa within Uganda, where God has called work with him in his final work on this planet Earth. In campaign of doing revival and restoration of all things in preparing all nations, the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ and the end of ages. We've not just attached ourselves on it and
to
bring you a book ordered very well, which
shows
full knowledge of God international ministries and God's worldwide call,
basing
in Africa, in Uganda. All the ministration, how it's going to be to the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ and the end of ages.
Have you ever
seen a ministry just like this? That's why we have told you we don't attach ourselves just on this. Listen this verse for what it says. Luke chapter 1 verse
4.
That you may know the certainty of those things in which you have been instructed. Yes. That you might know the certainty of all the things you can be instructed. That you can be instructed and taught. And they speak of God's worldwide call. Blessing in Africa within Uganda. The call came promised on nations in the Bible. In the history and through prophecy, released from outside Uganda and from within Uganda. Know all things how they are, because
you're
going to look to the order, the standard strategies, those of God, and they have to fulfill His worldwide call, where He has called us work with Him in the final work on this planet Earth. And that work is the campaign undo, revival, and restoration of all things of heavens and earth, in preparing all nations
for
the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ.
What can be told, instructed.
But the few strategies prepared very well. You're going to find them in this book. Message you hear of now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to speak to the one who has not yet heard. The one they speak of. Not the other you've been hearing. Or if it's that you've been hearing. But you need to really understand it. And all the preparations how they are.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In a little time, being asked about this is to be spread in the entire world.
And
they ask about full knowledge of God, international ministries. And people ask, we hear God's worldwide call. Blessing in Africa and Uganda. But those things, how are they? And how are they done? For God in this time
is
trying to press nations. And in this time He asks them, whose side are you? On my side?
On
the side of the devils? The troubles He has left happen in the world. They bring that question very well. You to go with these messages to answer them and show them the side of God. For we are in God's worldwide call.
And
calls them return to Him. Calls them work with Him in His final work on this earth. Calls them in revival and restoration of all things. Calls them, prepare them for the coming back of His Son Jesus Christ. And the end of ages. When they say end of ages, everything up to its ending.
Ages
come from years. Things age. Mountains are melting. Buildings are falling down. The oceans are shifting. Nations are tearing apart the ground.
Why they
say,
the
age of all things is ceasing to be. The years of
things
ended and they have expired. Don't be surprised. Built buildings on the ground for some time. Now they are pouring down.
The ass is expired.
Ensi ekoma ewugwawo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
we wait for the new heavens and the new earth where righteousness dwells.
Amen.
If
we have to prepare you passing through the worldwide call,
for
God is God of all nations.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must have something to answer. You must have prepared yourself.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Things they have
gotten messed up.
When over,
and you come out to speak about God, expect these questions. For in here is where we answer all. In Jonah chapter 1, the verse
8,
he was asked these words. You know, the sea was stirred up while Jonah was in the ship. And they knew his God. And they asked him these words. Jonah chapter 1 verse
8.
Then said they unto him, tell us, we pray you, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is your occupation? And from where come you? What is your country? And of what people are you? Yes. They were on the ship. Come from Jonah 1, from verse 1. Up to verse 7. Now him, he's just sleeping. And they say, this man, what they're choosing us. Now the world, there is a point they're going to reach.
And
they ask God, what is he choosing us of? And tell them there is a worldwide call. And they ask, what does it mean? Get this book. Go on our media.
www.focusofgod.com.
See what concerns the worldwide call. But before you go there, let me first explain to you
in
the entire work how it's going to be done.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Things
happen on us. What are we being accused of? The world is about to ask, God, what is he choosing us of? We are ones to answer them. Knowledge of God International Ministries. We are going to answer them. God are choosing you. His worldwide call is called you and nations don't hear. But you know them well.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let us repeat this verse. Jonah chapter 1 verse 8.
Awo ne bamugamba nti kale tubulire gwe tulangibwa akabi kano okutubaako. Omulimu gwo mulimu ki? Ovaawa? Ensi yammwe nsi ki? Ekika kyammwe kika ki?
Then said they unto him, tell us, we pray you, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is your occupation? And from where come you? What is your country? And of what people are you? Yes. They told him, the sea is gotten steady. The ship wants to sink. First tell us, what is being accused of us?
Nsonga yani,
what cause that this evil is upon us? The world is going to be praised by God until they ask God, is accusing us of what? And we bring out. He's accusing you of this.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There is God's call upon all nations. But their ears are closed. Going to leave evils to increase. The world will be praised to reach a point they ask, what is being accused of us, of these evils upon us? Now you'll come out, answer how? After you will answer, God is accusing you of the worldwide call. Accuse of this call is called the nations based in Africa within Uganda. And it's called you return to him. Join on him to do the final work on this earth. And work with him in revival and restoration of all things. That it prepares you for the coming back of his son Jesus and the end of ages. And they ask you, now you, what is your work in this? That we as full knowledge,
we are spearheading
the worldwide call
based
in Africa and Uganda. That tell us now, how did it begin? And God calls us how? Must know within the Bible, in the history, in
the
prophecies released in Uganda and outside Uganda. And you can explain to them that that's where I failed. Yes. They again ask you, where come you from?
Uganda.
The history says, the Bible says the land beyond river of Ethiopia has to lift the banner, blow the trumpet.
And
beyond river of Ethiopia, where there is the source of the Nile, it's the nation called. For
so
they gain us, where come you from? What is your country? What people are you?
That
I come from where? I come from beyond river of Ethiopia. What is your nation and your country? The country is Uganda, where there is a source of the Nile. Who are your people? They are Ugandans.
We
are called from old to lift the banner and to blow the trumpet, calling nations return to God. You think, why did it reach on homosexuality? Uganda, we defied that. Don't formalize this. We stand for God and for all nations. That is the Uganda motto.
Amen.
Not for God and our country, no.
The
rightful Uganda motto says, for God and all nations.
It's
a very short motto than the one you have.
For God and my country,
it's a bit long. But for God and the entire world, it's short.
We will.
He for God and the world.
Kulwa katona nesiona.
Short.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, Uganda.
So, brethren, you may have heard, and we tell you, come, we see the book about
Knowledge of God International Ministries.
Full Knowledge of God International Ministries. And the world, and God is worldwide call,
Africa, Uganda,
basic in Africa within Uganda. And you ask yourself, that is for what? Why have they urgently called us?
We've
urgently called you
on the date
of 8th, the month of February, the year 2023, the general meeting of our creations of heavens and earth, besides children of men, sat basing in the third heaven. But the question which was asked, which was the main heading,
amawanga,
nations, whose side are they?
Amawanga gonna,
all nations, whose side are you? For the side of our gods or for the devils? Creations, we are asking that.
Amawanga gonna,
all the nations,
mulikuruani,
whose side are you? For our God or for the devils? You choose this year 2023 before we act. Creations were going to come back as they did in Egypt, and they traveled the entire world, and they only watch over only people in Goshen, in the holy church that in the midst of the world, the holy ones of God. And don't be surprised. Jiggers which have never been heard in America, they are there.
Jiggers
you knew in some nations like Africa, creations are going to rise up and they be dangerous to children of men till they have chosen who said they're going to be. But all the case, God is worldwide call.
He
call them, they don't hear.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's
been very important you to know these words. And in the book of Matthew chapter 10, he said you must be very ready. For in the midst as we speak this, as full knowledge of God International Ministries, speak that we've spearheaded God's worldwide call, the greatest and the last on this planet Earth. We are going to be taken in leaders of the nations, in the beast merchants,
the politicians,
the merchant businessmen, the doctors, the games, the drama actors, the teachers,
the UN social sectors,
the UN and EU social sectors. If things get wild, they will look for us and they ask.
And
we hear the people say that God has chosen us of his calling. How will you explain? This is not a joke. This is a serious matter. Right now, Uganda, since you rose up, you fight with homosexuality.
You
must give a reason. Whose side are you to fight it? And what are you doing? But
that
we thank God for it. In the month of December, on the date of
13,
in the year 2022, whether it was what or what, we launched
campaign
and do
Revival.
And restoration of all things. It's the worldwide call. God is worldwide call.
That
on the nation Uganda in Africa. When we launched, it moved.
Just
they have come up fighting with strength. We that don't allow homosexuality in Uganda.
In,
as Church
Uganda,
of Uganda,
Church of Uganda,
Church of Uganda,
we choose to
separate from the English. Where has the strength come from? Everyone come out of fight.
What way chindu chokora?
Something you do.
Kato nanga kugambia chikore.
It tells you to do it. I do the next.
Amen.
Naruga musabe January mukube wali.
Decide and pray the January. I lose the power.
Kati kwaga zwa buli
oba fayo na man. Now comes with strength.
We shall
not allow separatism. Let me tell you, anytime you serve with God, never wait for applause of people that you begin to move. The era of John the Baptist,
had
no one who was greater than in the kingdom of heaven, but in the children of men, no one was equal to him.
Do
you know where he did the work of God from? In the deserts. No one saw him there. And it was said from the days John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. John never moved, preached on the roads the gospel. There are us who do great things in
secret,
and in rankings in heaven they put you on number one.
Ah,
it's the greatest in the world.
Should
you do what God has said, that that is it.
I told you,
we not go to Wankulukuku seek for masses of people. We've gone to do what God commands.
And
in heaven, best in serving God. In the era of Prophet Elisha, the nation of the Syrians, the Philistines, they used to suffer. And they asked, who steals our secrets?
The
man is in his house, he never moves around. He knows all the secrets and he updates them to the Israelites.
Yeah,
in the world, there is nothing they do and we've not yet been updated of it.
Wow.
If they are to fight Thomas Schreiter, we know. We know where they still remain in years, even months and days.
And
when we pray here, they will do this. That is what God has said.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But you expect in the era of John the Baptist and you are in the desert, you eat locusts, you come out to baptize and to go back. But heaven say him among children of men, no one is greater than him. And is the one greater in serving God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we've
been working, and the entire world we uphold it and we still sustain it, whether we are known or not.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything that we do, we know of it here very well. And we know the reason why Uganda this time they are against homosexuality.
Kubanga,
because
we
headed God's worldwide call. And God has called all nations. They work with him in the final work of this
earth
with two major reasons. The first
is
to stop the devils, not turn the world to Sodom and Gomorrah. The second, prepare all nations for the coming back of Jesus Christ. Now we had to rise stand, but we have to stop that. The devils don't turn the entire world to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Those have not spoken them yesterday. Spoken them for a couple of years.
okuva mu mwaka 2014 bagamba
I used to tell you that is our calling. We have spearheading the campaign of stopping the devils, not to turn the world to Sodom and Gomorrah.
But
that the rioting is much in Uganda,
and
that is all is going to increase. They'll even shoot down and hang someone on the gallows for homosexuality. But we must have something to answer. Let's read in Matthew 10, we see.
Matayo esule ye 10 n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'omusanvu.
Matthew chapter 10 verse 17.
Matayo esule ye 10 n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'omusanvu.
Matthew chapter 10 verse 17.
Naye mwekuumanga abantu kubanga bali bawaayo mu nkiiko ne mu makuŋŋaaniro gaabwe bali bakubiramu.
But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they shall scourge you in their synagogues. Verse
18.
And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles.
Verse 19.
But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. Yes. We should not worry, for the order is finished.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now tomorrow, try come early. Quickly come one on the social medias. We want to have two services every day. Two.
It
means one begin at the 11th hour of the day. As we sing and praise the Lord, come back in another service.
We
come back with the second part. The book about Full Knowledge of God International Ministries. And God is worldwide call, basing in Africa, in Uganda. The second part, wait for it. It's going to be calling you to special attention. Yes. The special attention that we call NB.
NB. Special attention.
Special attention.
The
special attention concerning full knowledge of God International Ministries and God is worldwide call, based in Africa, Uganda. Those are what we
will
see next. After we come in the part to be the third part, we answer you and we tell you the other question which was asked on to nations. Whose side are you? For our God, or for the devils? Creations, that's how they ask. May the Lord bless you. Tomorrow come when it's early. Once begin and quickly come,
we
have only 2 weeks to know all this.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.